Your Grace, Uncle, Charlian said softly, I know how you feel on this issue, believe me, I know, and I would not for all the gold and power in the world cause you the pain I know this is causing. Yet I have no choice. Chancellor Trenaire and Vicar Jaspar have left me none. Either I must assist in the murder of an innocent victim, knowing Caris will be but the first of many victims, or else I must defy the Knights of the Temple Lands. You're talking about God's Church, Charlian, Halbrook Hollow half-whispered. You can call it the Knights of the Temple Lands if you wish, but the truth won't change. And neither will the fact that they started this war, Uncle Bertram. Neither will the fact that they sent no warning, no demands, no tribunals to investigate. They never even bothered to truly examine the facts at all. They simply ordered five realms to destroy a sixth, as if it were of no greater concern than deciding which pair of shoes to wear, because it wasn't even worth their time to make certain that all of the thousands upon thousands of God's children they proposed to kill really needed to die. Because it was their decision, not his. Never his. That is the truth as well, and you know it as well as I do. But even if that's all true, he replied, think about where this must end. If you ally with Caris, and Caris loses, then Chisholm will be destroyed as well. Yet, terrible as that is, if you ally with Caris, and Caris wins, you, Charlian, will be as responsible before God as Caleb himself for destroying the authority of the Church Langhorne himself commanded us to obey in God's name for the preservation of our very souls. Yes, Uncle, I will be, she acknowledged quietly. But the Church Langhorne commanded us to obey lies in the grip of men, and those men have betrayed their own responsibilities to God. If I support them, I acquiesce, I become their accomplice in the murder of innocence and the perversion of God's will in the name of God's Church. I can't do that. I won't. Before God himself, I won't. Halbrook Hollow's face was drawn and white, and Charlian shook her own head sadly but firmly. I said King Caleb has proposed an alliance between our kingdoms, she said then, looking around the council chamber once more. That statement was true enough, but it falls short of the full truth, because, my lords, the full truth is that Caleb has proposed not mere alliance, but marriage. An invisible lightning bolt struck that council chamber. Men jerked back from the table, faces startled, shocked, even frightened. Other men sat suddenly straighter, eyes brighter. But whatever their response, it was obvious not one of them had suspected what she had just told them. Duke Halbrook Hollow stared at his niece in horror. She looked back at him, seeing the beloved uncle who, with Green Mountain, had been her strong shield and buckler, who had helped to raise her, who had watched with obvious pride as the child princess became a queen in truth. Understand me, my lords. Her voice was tempered steel. There is no burden I will not bear in the service of Chisholm and of the people God has entrusted to my care. There is no danger I will not face. There is no choice I will refuse to make. I have thought, I have pondered, I have prayed, and only one answer presents itself. There is only one decision I can make without betraying my duty to God, my duty to Chisholm, and my duty to myself. And I have made it. Halbrook Hollow was shaking his head mutely again and again, his eyes like holes burned into his face. Charlian made herself ignore that, and her voice continued, strong and unflinching. Caleb of Caris has offered honorable marriage, complete equality between Chisholm and Caris, and I have decided to accept that offer. I have decided. I do not intend to debate that decision. I do not intend to discuss it. And I will not change it. As Caleb has said, and as God himself has witnessed, here I stand.